13-yard gain for Ransbottom. On third down and four, Warsaw with the ball at the Mishawaka 39-yard line. Pitch back Egoff. He's going to throw it down the field. He's got a man down there, and it's incomplete. The ball was underthrown. Nolan was behind the defender. So they go the halfback pitch, and it'll be second down and 10 at the 39. Time to pull out all the stops, going deep into the playbook.
Well, I'd like to see the Egoff kid have time to really throw it. He was rushed. Nice job by Mishawaka putting pressure on him.
Another conference. Second down and 10. Brock under center. We'll hand off Solinger, and he gets hit and gets a couple of yards down to the 37. Stopped on the play by Juarez, the linebacker. Third down and about eight coming up for the Tigers.
What do you think we're averaging on our first downs tonight, Roger?
About 2 or 3 yards. I mean, I can chart that for you for next week if you want, when I watch the film on Monday. Remind me, send me an email on Sunday, and I'll do that for you. Because I'll go through the film and chart certain things. I can certainly look for that. Third down and eight. Brock, play action fake, rolling right, going to take off and run. Now he's going to stop, and he's going to be thrown backwards. It's no gain on the play. So it'll be fourth down and eight. Brock turned the corner. He had some space, and he just stopped dead in his tracks, and the Mishawaka tackler came up and got him. It's fourth down.
Well, we need a big play here to keep the ball. We got 10.5 minutes left, but we got to get on the board again.
Tigers after the fumble by Fisher, a rare lost fumble by Mishawaka. As a matter of fact, it's only their second lost fumble all season. But now it's fourth down and eight. Brock, quick drop, throws a far side, got Nelson. He's going to pitch it back to Ransbottom. And Ransbottom stays in bounds, and he got the first down. Razzle dazzle, first down Tigers.
Great call from upstairs. The old pitch pass.
It's a hook and lateral. They threw the ball to Grady, Nolan, and then Ransbottom ran to the sideline side of him, and he just kind of flipped it to him on the way by. So on third and eight, they get the required yardage. First down, Tigers. Ball at the 26-yard line. Option play, Zollinger up the middle across the 25-yard line, down to the 23. Gain of three on the play. 10 minutes to go in the game. 27-11. Looked like the Tigers might get run right out of here, but then the fumble by Fisher opened the door for Warsaw to get right back into it. They need two touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions in the last 9:43 of regulation. Quentin Brock under center, ball on the far hash mark at about the 23-yard line. Option play, Zollinger dives into a defender, and Camden Butts takes him right down. Gain of a yard to the 22, third down and six coming up. Again, we're not in the press box. We're out in front of the press box. Actually, technically, we're underneath the press box, which sticks out about 6 or 7 rows here at Steel Stadium. So had it rained tonight, we would be perfectly dry. But it's a little hard to see some perspective on where the ball is. Zollinger again up the middle. A couple more yards down to the 19. Short of the first down by about a yard and a half, almost two, and it's fourth down. And again, you're in field goal range, but field goals do you nothing here. The Mishawaka fans starting to get a little nervous as the Tigers move their way down the field. We'll call it fourth down and two. Brock under center. Option play. Zollinger bobbled the ball but moved forward, and I think he got the first down. Down near the 16-yard line. They're going to unstack everybody and check it out. Mishawaka is not running off the field in joy. They're going to measure. Nope. They're going to give the ball to Mishawaka. And Bar Curtis is coming out. Bar Curtis is coming out on the field. They marked that ball way short of where Zollinger went down. Oh, my. And Bar Curtis is out past the numbers. He'd like a word. .8:16 left. Mishawaka takes over at their own 16-yard line.
I find that spot just horrible. I don't know what to say. It was, I thought he made the first down, not easily, but clearly. And all of a sudden, at the end of it, where the ball's put down is not close.
No, it's not anywhere close to where he went down. So the Tigers come up short. Another trip down inside the 30-yard line of Mishawaka and another trip without points. Miller up the middle, runs into Pole and others, and finally goes down at the 20-yard line after a gain of four. 8:08 to play in the game. Mishawaka 27, Warsaw 11. The Tigers had back-to-back possessions in the first half where they had pinned by punt Mishawaka inside their 5-yard line and then inside their 15, and they started drives inside the Mishawaka 40. They came out of those two drives with only 3 points, and right now that's the difference in the game. If they even come out of one of those drives with a touchdown, it's a whole different animal. Second and six. Play clock at 10, game clock at 7:34 and running. Tigers are blitzing. Fisher runs to the right, gets hit from behind, and goes down. Pole on the stop, back inside the 20-yard line. It's a loss of two back to the 19. It'll be third down and long coming up for Mishawaka. Well, I'd love to see Fisher put this ball in the air and have somebody pick it off and run it in.
I've been surprised at some calls tonight, but there's no reason with 7 minutes to go in the game while you put it in the air if you're Mishawaka, in my opinion. Just keep running the football.
Third down and almost eight. I totally agree with you, by the way. I'm just saying I would love that. Ball in the near hash mark at the 19. Fisher pitches back. This is Bryce on the sweep being chased, and he gets caught from behind. Heady on the stop for the Tigers. They will mark him down at the 23-yard line. Gain of four. Fourth down coming up for Mishawaka. And at the moment, the offense is staying on the field for the Cavemen on fourth down and three. Well, they didn't throw a pass, but they're not going to punt either.
They want that clock to burn.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, Mishawaka 27, Warsaw 11. The Cavemen will let the play clock run down here. 6 seconds, five. Warsaw standing at the ready, but the play clock's going to run down, and Mishawaka is going to take a timeout. 5:53 to play in the game. Mishawaka 27, Warsaw 11. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elder doing stats. Steve Scott's back at the station. Fourth down and three. And Keith Kinder thought better of going for it in his own end. And he's going to punt. Or at least line up to punt. Villema back deep, waiting on his side of the 50. Larson punted twice in the first half. Puntier standing back at about his 12-yard line. There's the snap, and he got it away. It's a good kick. Villema backs away from it, and it takes a big Mishawaka bounce inside the 30, inside the 20, all the way to the 17. And Mishawaka wisely will just let the clock run until the officials make him stop it. 5:38 to go in the game. Mishawaka 27, Warsaw 11.
Well, we can't not catch that, in my opinion. We just gave up way too many extra yards, about 23, 24 yards from where it hit. That's tough to do when you're down two scores and two extra points. Giving that up is tough. Now we've got full length of the field.
Yeah, when you outkick your coverage like that, Vilma's got to go back and get that and try to run it back. Up the middle, Zollinger continues to struggle for every inch. It's a yard to the 18. Reed now with 28 carries for 81 yards. They were not going to let Zollinger beat them tonight. They were going to count on their guys out wide to keep Warsaw contained, and it's totally worked. And Brock is going to keep it. Late pitch back. The ball is rolled around loose, and it's still loose under that pile. The pitch was off target. And it looks like the Cavemen have the ball. They do. Mishawaka's recovery. The pitch was wide of the target. It was bobbled. And Mishawaka has the ball with 5 minutes to go, up 27-11 at the Tiger 18-yard line.
In that situation, the quarterback has to attack the man. He can't hesitate. And the guy from Mishawaka was able to basically play two players. He'll learn.
5 minutes left. Tigers with their second turnover of the contest. One interception, one fumble lost. 5 minutes to go. Mishawaka with the ball at the Tiger 18-yard line, first down and 10. Fisher from the near hash mark. Hands off to Miller. He slips and then goes forward, spinning and turning and still going, and gets thrown down at the 11-yard line. That's an 8-yard gain. Warsaw has not been able to stop him and push him back. When he gets hit, he spins for a couple extra yards.
Well, Mishawaka's doing a nice job of running the fullback wide, and it's working.
Second down. Oh, we marked him at the 16. So I'm not sure if I told you right. It's a gain of 7, so it's second down and 3. Austin. Okay. Fisher again from the near hash mark from the 16-yard line. Option play, Miller gets hit, spins away, got the first down inside the 10-yard line. He's down to the 6. First and goal, Cavemen. 4:03 left. Mishawaka 27, Warsaw 11. The Cavemen are going to walk out of their home stadium tonight in first place in the NLC. And only Northwood realistically stands in their way. And I don't know how Northwood will stop this running game. I don't know how they stop. They couldn't stop us last week. They aren't going to stop these guys. First and goal from the 6. Miller off the right side, inside the 5, down to the 2. Gain of 4. The front 3 of Rosas, Gabrich, and Beam. After those two possessions in that first quarter when Warsaw had them backed up, really have been neutralized. Mishawaka has done a great job against them. They marked the ball inside the 2. The referee now is coming over. The clock is still running. Mishawaka is going to take timeout. They're going to let the play clock run down. It's at 10 right now. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Final stats, drive the game, play the game, all ahead on News Now Warsaw. Timeout, Cavemen, 2:42 to go. They lead 27-11. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Will and Austin with Steve back at the station. A beautiful Friday night here in northern Indiana. Unfortunately, for the first time this year, the Tigers aren't going to be happy when this night is over. 27-11, Mishawaka with the lead. 2:42 left to play. Second down and goal from just inside the two. Play clock ready. And we're ready to roll again. From the right hash mark, headed toward the south end zone. Brady Fisher takes a snap, hands off to Miller, dives toward the goal line. No signal yet. I don't think he made it. He did not. He got a yard. It'll be third down and goal from the one.
That was an interesting formation. They had two wings on this side and decided to run to the strength, and Warsaw was ready for it.
I think Keith Kinder is going to let this run down again and take another timeout. 2:14 to go in the game. Play clock at 19. It's third down and goal from the one. Keith Kinder standing next to the referee trying to convince him it should be a touchdown. If he stands there long enough, he might talk him into it. And timeout, Mishawaka. Timeout, Caveman, 1:53 to go. They lead 27-11 over Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 1:53 to play in the game. Mishawaka leads Warsaw 27-11. The Cavemen will go to 4-0 in the conference. The Tigers will fall to 3-1. With Wallace Heat coming in next week, a road trip to Goshen, and then the final game of the regular season against Northridge. And it looks like, oh, I thought maybe they're going into victory formation. Maybe not. Miller behind Brady. Very tight formation. Warsaw the same. Hand off to Miller. Dives to the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Mishawaka, with 1:49 to go. Novell Miller scores for the second time tonight, and it's 33-11.
He's a very athletic fullback. His extra effort is one of the best I've seen all season.
You don't see too many high school kids doing Walter Payton up over the top, do you?
No, he can, though.
And he just did. And now here is Larson for the point after. Takes them a long time to get set. Now they're ready. And the kick is on the way, and it is good. 1:49 to go, 34-11. Mishawaka with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Mishawaka has scored again. They lead 34-11 with 1:49 to go. Again, stay tuned after the game for post-game coverage, final scoring, drive of the game, play of the game, final stats all coming. Tigers lost a fumble. Mishawaka cashed it in.
We have not taken advantage of Mishawaka's mistakes, and they turn around and do it to us.
Yeah. Larson, onside kick. Rolls it down the field, and Isaac Beam handles it beautifully. That's kind of a weird time for that kind of a kick. It wasn't a hard kick, but he rolled it down the field. Isaac Beam did a good job of falling on that and covering up. With 1:47 left, the Tigers take over at their own 37-yard line, down 34-11.
I'm not exactly sure that we've got a 23-point play.
Nope. I can answer that for you. We do not. Right now, this is running a few plays, getting off the field. Quentin Brock's got Robbie Hoffer in the backfield behind him. Egoff goes in motion. Hoffer gets hit behind the line scrimmage, but there are whistles and flags down. Offsides. Orozco cheated the snap count, and it's going to cost them a rare penalty. Nope, that's a penalty against Mishawaka. There you go. So that'll cost him 5 yards. Move the ball to the 42-yard line. First down and five for Warsaw. After our broadcast tonight, it's Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk, so don't go anywhere. Cubs won today. Play the Rockies again tomorrow afternoon. We got the game starting at 1:45 on News Now Warsaw. And again, Orozco jumps the snap count and throws Robbie Harford for a one-yard loss. It'll be second down and six.
Their defensive ends are just crashing on our fullback. They don't believe that we're going to run to the outside right now.
Well, I'm with them. I don't think we are either. 1:20 left. Bart Kurtz would like to just get the boys healthy and back on the bus and go get ready for the W game next week. Hoffert with a little more room this time, stumbles as he runs it out to the 45-yard line. Gain of four. Third down and two coming up for the Tigers with an even minute to play. Mishawaka's only loss came to Penn. That was in week two, 28-7. And they now have an open door to the Northern Lakes Conference Championship in 2023. Hoffert again up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Outside the 45, he's all the way out to the 48-yard line. First down, Tigers. And we've got an injured player. Oh, no, we have an injured official. We have an injured official out there at the Mishawaka 47-yard line. It's the umpire, the guy who stands behind the line of scrimmage. And he is down, face down, and not really moving a whole lot. The trainer from Mishawaka, they're the home school, immediately came running out onto the field. Trevor Pruitt from the Warsaw training staff is out there to lend any assistance. And now we see the official lifting up his head and getting to one knee. I'll be honest, I didn't see what happened.
I didn't either, Roger. I don't know if he was crushed by a bunch of people trying to tackle Hoffert or exactly what happened. I'm glad to see him up, though.
He is up. His boss, the referee, is talking to him. Well, they're patting his chest. He got hit in the chest by somebody. Warsaw training staff going back to their sideline. The Mishawaka people staying right there just in case. I think right now they're trying to figure out whether he can continue or wants to continue, and whatever he just told the group made them all laugh. He got a drink of water, and I think he's going to be ready to roll again here in a second. 38 seconds to go in the game. No, he's going to come off. He's going to take the next 38 seconds off. So now the officials, with only four men out there, have to kind of talk over how they're going to cover everybody. 38 seconds left. Warsaw has first down and 10 from their 48. And this is a keeper, and Brock's going to take it. Turn up field. He's got another first down, I think. He does, inside the 40-yard line. That'll be a gain of 11 yards. First down, Tigers. That will be their 11th of the game. Probably their last. 20 seconds left. Warsaw does not have to snap the ball again. They are lining up and going to try to run another play. Quentin Brock from the 39. Pitches back to Egoff. It's a pitch that's wide. It's going to roll toward the sidelines. And it's going to be recovered by Mishawaka. Brock's pitch was too far in front of Egoff. And as the clock runs out, the game is over. The Tigers do turn it over a third time. Their second lost fumble. It's over. Mishawaka has beat Warsaw tonight by a score of 34-11. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. Mishawaka beats the Tigers tonight in the battle for first place in the Northern Lakes Conference. It goes to Mishawaka, and they basically have a clear path to the championship now. Only Northwood next week stands in their way. And the way they run the football, Northwood will be hard-pressed to stop them. The final, the second half scoring for the football game, it was 20-7 at halftime. I'm sorry, 20-3 at halftime. Mishawaka scored on their first possession of the third at 7:33 of the third. A three-yard run by Novell Miller. Larson's extra point was good. That made it 27-3. Tigers then answered with about a five-minute drive, 4 minutes and 57 seconds to be precise. At 2:36 of the third, Reed Zollinger went in from 3 yards out. That made it 27-8. The Tigers then, or 27-9. Tigers then ran for two. Zollinger scoring there. And that made it 27-11. And the final score of the game, a one-yard run by Miller with 1:49 to go in the game. Larson's kick was good. It was 34-11. And that's the way it ended. Mishawaka 34, Warsaw 11. Time for the drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Sometime the most important drive comes early in the game. Sometimes it comes late. Tonight, it started from the very first play. The drive of the game is a one-play Mishawaka drive where Brady Fisher kept the ball, did not hand it off to Novell Miller, went around the left side, got to the sideline, had two men to beat. He beat them both, cutting back in toward the hash mark from the far sideline, got into the end zone, and 21 seconds into the game, Mishawaka was in the lead, 7-0, and they really were never challenged after that. Tigers fall tonight, 34-11, and that's the drive of the game. Brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We have the final stats. We have the play of the game. All ahead next on News Now Warsaw. 34-11, Mishawaka with a win over Warsaw. They take over first place in the Northern Lakes Conference. It's time for the final stats. Brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Mishawaka, 11 first downs in the game, 33 rushing attempts for 223 yards. That's about 6.8 yards per carry. They threw the ball three times, completed one, but it was a 59-yard touchdown pass. So one of three for 59 yards, and it adds up to 36 total plays for Mishawaka, and they scored 34 points in those 36 plays. They had 282 total yards. They lost one fumble for their only turnover. They had one penalty for 5 yards. Warsaw, as it turned out, also had 11 first downs. 49 rushing attempts for 140 yards. That is 2.9 yards per carry. They attempted 6 pass plays, completed 3 of them for 32 yards. So 55 total plays run, 172 total yards. They had 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles lost, and 1 interception. And they had 5 penalties for 35 yards. Individually for the Tigers, Reed Zollinger, their leading rusher, who had rushed for 560 yards the last two games, 29 carries, just 81 yards here tonight. And Tigers fall 34-11. Your thoughts on the stats, Mr. Shepard?
I think it was interesting. I didn't want to say it on the air, but I didn't like the demeanor of the team at the start of the game. I saw Mishawaka, and I knew they wanted to be here, and they wanted to play in a big game. And I look over at the Tigers, and I just saw no juice. And we started both halves incredibly bad, like you mentioned. And I don't know. The response to a big game like this was not one that I really expected from this group.
34-11, Mishawaka wins it over Warsaw. Those are the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. The play of the game is coming up next on News Now Warsaw. Home fans still milling around, enjoying the moment as they have taken a huge step forward to a Northern Lakes Conference championship with a 34-11 win over Warsaw, and it's time for the play of the game. And the play of the game is brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC, attorneys at law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. Shepard.com. Mr. Shepard is in charge of the play of the game. And what do you choose?
I choose in the second quarter the bootleg right wing delay for a touchdown that distanced Mishawaka just too far. At 14-3, you believe it's doable. When the kid drug two Warsaw kids into the end zone to make it, it eventually made, you know, 20-3. It just seemed like it was a dagger, kind of. It was a heck of a call from Coach Kinder and his staff, and it's tough to defend when, you know, you're worried about the quarterback running on the bootleg, but you got to remain disciplined on that backside, and it was a huge play in the game, in my opinion.
59-yard pass play from Fisher to Ethan Bryce with 2:46 to go. That put them up 20-3. An offside penalty moved the ball inside the two. Mishawaka went 4-2 and didn't make it, so it stayed 20-3 at that point. It ended up 34-11. Mishawaka with the victory. Those are that's the play of the game. Brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan on Market Street, 121 West Market Street in Warsaw. We'll come back with scores and finish up next on News Now Warsaw. Normally we'd go to scores. However, the webpage for News Now Warsaw, a little slow in popping up. So we're going to try to get those scores to you. I could tell you that form held throughout the rest of the conference. So Concord, Northwood, and Northridge at last check were winning, but Northridge was the concern. Northridge was only ahead 14-7 in the fourth quarter. So we're still trying to get the page to come up. At this point, it's a struggle. We will have all the scores for you at the beginning of Tiger Talk tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m. I'm still trying to get them to come up. I haven't given up yet. Your final thoughts on this ball game tonight is Mishawaka beats Warsaw 34-11.
They were obviously ready to play more than Warsaw. I mentioned that I didn't like our demeanor at the beginning. You know, give credit to Mishawaka. They played harder. They played more efficiently with more passion. And in a big game like this, and I'm not sure some of the Warsaw players understood what a big game this was in the state of Indiana. Not just here in Mishawaka and not just in Warsaw, but there were a lot of people looking at this game to find out what was going to happen, and we found out.
34-11 is the final. We thank our hosts from Mishawaka for all of their help in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to Steve back at the station for Austin here alongside. For Will Shepard, I'm Roger Grossman. Again, the final 34-11. Mishawaka beats Warsaw here tonight. They are now 4-0 in the conference. Warsaw falls to 3-1, and the Cavemen are in the driver's seat in the NLC. Next week, Wawasee comes to Fisher Field for homecoming and the W Trophy game. Airtime 6:15, kickoff is at 7 o'clock, right back here on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned. Bob Lovell is coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone.